Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. Time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. This is not a normal Finger Lakes Health week. We had a scheduling conflict last week. So first off, Laura Turbide is back. Welcome back.
Good morning, Ted.
Happy New Year. And we have a new person. You bring me the old people, you bring me the new people, and we love it.
I love it, too.
And before we meet our new guest, though, I have news for you. I was out recently just having dinner and happened to overhear two women at the next table talking about their experience with two doctors from Finger Lakes Health who have been on this program and doing so in the most glowing terms possible. And I know that's always a neat thing when people don't know who you are and you hear that conversation. So I thought I'd pass that on to you. But they were very, very complimentary about these two particular doctors.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We know we have an all-star team, without question. Super proud and feel grateful that we've had been able to sort of recruit and retain such an incredible team of physicians, as well as, of course, all of the physician assistants and nurse practitioners and nursing teams and physical therapists and everybody that you know that we bring, our parade of dietitians, everybody else who comes on. So we feel very proud, but you're right. When no one is listening, when they think no one's listening, but people are really sharing what their true experience has been, we always say this, you're never more vulnerable, truthfully, than when you're going through a healthcare experience. And if we can meet people where they are and help them get what they need and be healthy.
I wanted to jump up and go over to their table and say, I know them, I know them, they're cool, but I didn't.
I know those people.
That would be kind of weird. So I didn't do that.
They are. So we're very proud of our celebs around here, but they honestly just get up every day, I think, do what they feel called to do and they're passionate about, and we feel very fortunate. And those are the best stories, because we all know anyone who's ever had a health concern in their family knows that's the time that you need somebody on your side helping you weigh things, helping you work through it, and you need to have that trust and relationship, which is honestly kind of a perfect segue to what we're going to talk about this morning. So I'm here with Dr. V. Lee, and Dr. Lee has joined us this morning. She practices at Preemption Family Medicine, which is a long-time family practice in the Penn Yan area, but she lives here in the Geneva community, so she's sort of a little bit Finger Lakes all around. She has privileges both at Soldiers and Sailors and Geneva General Hospital, and we're just fortunate to have people continue, as we said, be able to recruit people who are very well trained, who come to us with background. I'll let you talk with her a little bit about more her background, where she did her training and things, but we're grateful. Dr. Lee practices family medicine, which means she can see patients of all ages and really can work with an entire family, which, as we all know, primary care family medicine is such an important, really sort of the cornerstone of that kind of relationship that you have. Someone who knows your family history can really work with you on whether it's health goals and preventative kinds of things and sort of your own general health and modifiable risk factors and things, but also someone who can work with you on those sort of wellness visits or acute situations as well. So obviously she knows a group of our physicians as well, because she'd work with them on a lot of basis and refers out to some of the specialists and things here. But I'll let you talk a little bit more with Dr. Lee and I'll chime in. But we're just thrilled to have her, and I know Preemption Family Medicine has a great one in her. So,
well, Dr. Lee, welcome. I'm glad we're able to reschedule. So I told you we were going to do our usual new person thing. Just so tell us a little bit about you and where you're from. I see you went to school in Grenada and how you wound up with Finger Lakes Health.
Sure. Hi, Ted. So first time on the radio, so it's kind of interesting. Well, like they said, my name is V. Lee. I actually was born in Vietnam. I came over to America when I was 5 years old and moved to California, where I lived the majority of my life. I went to college at UCLA, did my undergrad there, and then went to medical school in Grenada, which was a great experience. After that, I did rotations in New York City, in Brooklyn mainly. And after that, I did my residency training in family medicine in New Jersey, Edison.
So what brought you to Finger Lakes Health?
It's a good question. So actually, my husband, he works also for Finger Lakes Health. He is an emergency doctor here. And he was doing locums while I was finishing a residency in New Jersey. And he was traveling. And this is one of the places that he traveled to. And he loved it. He thought it was beautiful. He liked the people. He loved his colleagues. So I decided to come up for a interview. And they had offered him a permanent position in the ER. So came up for an interview. And, you know, I really enjoyed it here. I thought it was beautiful. And we decided to make the move. So
I'm always interested in why people chose the field that they did. Some people go into one specialty or another. Was
sure.
there anything that particularly attracted you to family primary medicine?
Actually, I think growing up, I always had a family doctor that I went to for everything, and just grew a really great rapport with that person. And when I think, when I look back and think about what a doctor is, that's kind of how I picture picture somebody who's there for you for everything. You can go that, to them for whatever you need. You build a really strong relationship. And, you know, if you need a higher level of care or specialist, you can get referred out, but you always have like a home base to go to.
We're going to focus in on a couple of things today. One is why a primary care physician, why it's important. The other is the importance of having annual health screening. So let's start with why it is important to have that relationship with a primary care doctor. It seems like that's become a real focus in Finger Lakes Health in recent years. I think we kind of, maybe we're starting to get away from that a little bit in American medicine, and now we're coming back toward it. Is that kind of what you're seeing?
Yeah, definitely. I think you need an access point to healthcare, because it's so complicated now that you really need somebody to kind of guide you in the process of getting what you need. I think everyone should have a doctor, because say if you were to end up in the hospital or something, you're really unfamiliar with all the process, and then afterwards you have nobody to follow up with. So to prevent that, it's good to have somebody before something bad goes on, and then, you know, also to be screened for any preventable diseases, which is very important. Even though you might feel healthy, that doesn't necessarily mean that there's nothing kind of going on at that point. So
we talk so much, too, about sort of that importance of that medical home for several reasons. Yeah. Not only do you develop that rapport and that relationship, and someone understands, as we said, your health goals, like what you're working on personally from a health perspective, maybe what some of the family history challenges have been. As Dr. Liu was saying, maybe you're feeling really well now, but how can you best position yourself to be in the best position, indeed, if you do face sort of health concerns going forward? We know so much more about things that we can prevent now. We have such great access to everything from diagnostic tools to screening tools. And I think the other piece is just having your records, truthfully, in one place, medical home, to having your records in one place where when there is that point of access and sort of, we call it like that hub, that clearinghouse, that ability to sort of have those referrals come back and forth, have the ability, if you do see a specialist, to have sort of one person with kind of a global view of you and your healthcare versus sort of, we always talk about even the ED. We love the ED. You know, we're proud of our shortest wait times in New York State and all. We are proud of the ED. But the ED is not a place to have your regular health care. We always say sort of that episodic care is just not, it's not good for any of us. It's not good for ongoing management of chronic diseases. It's not good when it comes to really knowing you and your history and really looking at the nuances of things on a longer term basis. It's not a good, it's not efficient financially if we're literally looking at it from just your system perspective. So there's so many reasons why a medical home is important, and so many reasons that it's important to have that rapport. And Dr. Lee's talking about that connection she had with her family doctor. There is something about a trust in a relationship, and what are you looking for? And everyone wants something different. We have people call physician referral. I only want to see a female physician, or I only want to see someone who trained and has a very specific focus on diabetes care or whatever. We have a very wide range of people in our community, and everybody wants something different. Some people want someone who will really, my mom loves someone who will like joke with her. I'm thinking, mom, don't even sweat that. But you know, it just depends. Yeah. She needs to feel comfortable and be like, if I make a joke, I'd like it when they can laugh with me too. And I thought, well, great. You need to feel comfortable.
And that leads into my next question, which is, you know, with a specialist, I mean, if I have a problem with my heart, I go see Joe Gomez, and then maybe I rehab, and then maybe I don't ever see him again. You see your primary care physician day in, day out. How do you go about developing that rapport with a new patient and getting behind the medicine and finding out what they're all about and what makes them tick and what they like and what they don't like?
Well, sure. We do have, I think, a lot more time than the specialist. So it's really, and, you know, we make routine appointments where they come in every couple of months, maybe at least once a year. And each time we get to know them a little bit more and know what they're about. And, you know, it's, I guess it's.
I would think that that could pay off down the line somewhere, too, where somebody has a problem and you say, yeah, I seem to remember you said 6 months ago that this or that happened. And maybe you put two and two together and come up with something that somebody might not if they were seeing this person for the first time.
Right. Yeah. So it does take time to build a rapport, of course, but you have that ability because you do have that follow-up with them every year at least. So,
and then the other thing we want to cover today is the importance of the annual screening, which is something a lot of people, you know, whether it's a cost issue or Some people are afraid they're going to get bad news, so they tend to avoid that annual screening. So talk about why that's important to just get your yearly checkup.
Well, it is called preventative medicine for a reason. It's there to screen for things before they happen and to prevent them from getting or from coming on or getting any worse. Definitely. So we do, you know, we screen for blood pressure, diabetes. We do immunizations or STD testings. So we do a lot of things that can help prevent the onset of chronic disease, which we don't want, especially because it can turn into complications.
Well, and then, of course, with the advances in medicine, a lot of conditions are more treatable if they're caught early than they used to be. There were some conditions used to be didn't really matter. You catch it early, you catch it late. The diagnosis isn't good, but now more often there are things that you say, okay, we've got this and we can treat it.
Yes, then that's why we have these tests in place.
And at Phoenix Health, we've talked for many years about the fact that we really, we believe to a certain degree, we can help create a cancer-free community in our communities through things like early intervention, prevention, et cetera. So when you're seeing your primary care physician, not only are they hopefully getting to know you and doing a real thorough, like hands-on physical, like laying hands on you, they're like that. You can't replace that, even with all the fancy medical records and things we have now. Something about actually doing a history and physical with someone, but also things like those prompts and reminders are built right into our systems within our primary care practices now to say, are you due for your colonoscopy? When's the time? What about your mammogram? Some of these diagnostic services that we have the ability to offer. But honestly, let's just be honest. Thank goodness my dentist, I just went to my dentist yesterday. Thank goodness they schedule me out a few months and remind me, because truthfully, life gets in the way. And when you've got someone who's got that, as we said, sort of that clearinghouse, that hub, that coordination, the ability to say, you're now hitting the timeline where, you know, you're turning 40. Here's some of the tests we need to look at. Having those reminders and having, I think I would say, someone sort of co-piloting with you, your health, to say, you know, and as a primary care physician, really leading that and directing that for you to, how would I know when my screenings should be, would I be due for, what's appropriate? And as we've talked about, everything from mammography screening to colonoscopy, so many of these, evidence-based medicine is giving us so many new information about when the right timelines are and when we can be most effective with these things. And that's something that our physicians keep abreast of.
All right. Well, Dr. Lee, if someone's been listening and say, yeah, I think I'd like to go see her, how do people do that?
You can give our office a call. I am taking new patients. Again, we work over at Preemption Family Practice. Our phone number is 315-536-0086.
All right. Terrific. Dr. V. Lee, nice to meet you. And I guess we'll probably have your husband on sometime soon as well, right?
Thank you.
All right.
Laura,
thank you,
thank you as always. Appreciate it. Happy New Year. Look forward to another year of telling these happy stories.
Us as well. Thanks, Tad.
Thanks for being with us. It's 8:51 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.
CEO Radio, I'm Ray Hoffman. 3 years ago, Jimmy Chen...